June 11, 1916. Mr. Henry Newman, Sir. It is my painful duty to inform you of the passing out of the finest little chap it has ever been my good fortune to know. This death in action was one of the keenest blows I have ever received, and my deep regret, while it can never compare with yours, nevertheless makes me feel very badly indeed. The little fellow's motto was, do your best, and he always lived up to it, loved by all and made a pet of. It never spoiled him, as he was always the same Pete. An explanation of how he died. We had suffered a terrific bombardment for 3 days, and the little fellow on the last day, it being particularly intense on our own front, distributed his crew, keeping 2 men near the gun position with him. A trench mortar buried one of the men, and the little chap dug him out with the assistance of the remaining man. Then the other man was buried, and Pete dug him out, sending them both to the dressing station. The lad was left alone with his gun, cut off from all assistance, when he made his last try. He removed his gun and started up what remained of the trench. Meeting a company man, he said to him, take the machine gun out. I'm all in. I've done my best. The man took the machine gun from him, and just then a shell burst almost on top of them, burying the company man with the gun. When the fellow had dug himself out, he looked around for Pete and saw him lying on his back with his hands folded across his breast, at rest with the world at last. Thus passed away the whitest little chap I've ever met, and I knew him for 16 months, game to the last and always doing his best. He was found later in the night when things were quiet, with 2 bombs in each pocket and his rifle between his knees. Well, Mr. Newman, I could write a book, just singing his praises, but mere words cannot describe the love we all bore him. He died as he lived, a little hero, with the respect and love of his comrades. His personal effects have been sent to his home. I feel that I cannot write more, as it is too painful to me. The comrades who are left join with me in extending the most heartfelt sympathy to you all in your sad bereavement. The only thing that alleviates our sorrow is the fact that we know the lad gave up his life, and we are filled with the ambition, if it be our portion to give up this life, that we may go out doing our duty as the little fellow did. Once again, I tender my sincerest sympathies, and if there's any particular information or service I can render, I am yours to command. 13306, Sergeant T.J. Simpson, MG Section, 5th Battalion.